It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Here are your hosts, Rick Pruse, a man possessing unparalleled animal care expertise, and Lee Cohen, who's also here.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us a first-time guest on the line. It's Dr. Lori Nelms, who is a doctor of veterinary medicine. And more importantly, she is the owner of a new practice out in the Williamston area. It is the Greater Lansing Veterinary Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Nelms.
Thanks, guys. Thank you for having me. It's nice to get us introduced out to the community.
Well, we give you all the credit in the world, Dr. Nelms, because Rick lives in Williamson, and he sent me a note and said that, wow, I think there is a new 24-hour veterinarian out there. And Rick and I have had a pretty long history of talking to another 24-hour veterinary clinic. And I got to tell you, you picked about the hardest job that there is in veterinary medicine. So kudos to you. I give you credit. Now the question is why?
Yeah, I think it was actually probably a temporary lapse of sanity. But, I really love kind of emergency. I don't know why. You know, emergency veterinarians are fairly short-lived, it seems. You know, it is a very stressful industry. So we don't stay in it long. But so far, I've lasted 11 years in emergency medicine. So, you know, I initially had dreams and aspirations of doing surgery. So that's kind of what brought me to the area. I'm originally a Southerner, so I'm from Alabama. My husband's also from Louisiana, so we kind of located up here for Michigan State University. So I was intent on doing surgery there, so I was doing a surgical fellowship, and it was an unpaid position, so I was doing emergency on the side to pay for, you know, cost of living and things. And so I kind of found that that was probably a better niche for me. So I continued on that path, and I've been doing it ever since. So I've been working kind of, we live in this area because my husband is actually at Michigan State. He's an internal medicine specialist there. And so I was having to drive at least an hour everywhere to meet the needs of emergency clinics needing relief in the area. So we both kind of just talked about even the demand at Michigan State and realized that there were months waiting time for the different specialists there. And kind of saw that there was a need in this area. And so just frankly thought, you know, I'm tired of being away from my family and driving that far away. So decided to open up an emergency clinic here locally.
So let's understand that a little bit more for that person just listening in that doesn't necessarily know the veterinary world or veterinary science and what a facility would mean if they are a 24-hour facility and what that caters to. What are your specialties? What are your capabilities? What are your limitations? Who comes to you and gets the service that you expect to be able to give?
So we see anything and everything other than just kind of routine things. So, you know, we want to be kind of an extension of, you know, a person's regular veterinarian. So they're there for kind of just their basic needs and vaccinations and just kind of the routine stuff. And then anything that is kind of outside of their needs, the scope of their needs, or more emergent things that they can't squeeze into their more routine appointments, we're there for them. So, and then we are a 24-hour facility, so anything that pops up in the middle of the night, whether that be, you know, something like an ear infection or a cough or even something more life-threatening that needs to be hospitalized and extensive care or even something that might need emergent surgery, that's where we kind of step in.
So is your daytime activity there for emergencies similar in traffic to your evening activities? Because I'm thinking when I'm thinking about needing a veterinarian, there's a few situations I would see that even during the daytime would be helpful. I don't have a vet yet, you know, for one whatever reason. I just didn't anticipate, or it's relatively new or whatnot. And then I was thinking that not all vets are going to drop everything they can do, you know, drop their appointments to deal with an emergency, I would assume. So I would assume that has its potential.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously we don't, I mean, I don't even have vaccinations here, so we don't do any type of vaccines. So it's purely just for things that pop up or that seem like emergencies. So, you know, there are plenty of veterinarians that get something that comes in that maybe isn't as routine as they had thought whenever they start with blood work and things. And so they might give us a call and refer those over, and they've already gotten the blood work and diagnostics and things done at their regular vet. So we're here just to hospitalize them and give them some extra support. Or did they call their regular vet? And especially with COVID right now, a lot of veterinarians are just as busy as we are. And so they just don't have the time to be able to fit them in, even if it is something like an ear infection that they may routinely see and treat. They may send that over to us as well. Or like you said, if they don't have a veterinarian and they give us a call, then we'll see those cases too. So a lot of it, you know, we try to screen as much as we can or help owners as much as we can when they give us a call. So if we feel like it might can wait a day or two to see their regular vet or, you know, something that we can help them with over the phone, then we try to do that. But otherwise, then we just direct them in. So
now, Dr. Nelms, is there any areas that, for example, you specialize in? We've talked with vets who are very good at doing blown out knees and ACLs and things like that. There are others that are very good in terms of the testing and the diagnosis. What has been your specialty, or are you just someone who really seems to excel in all areas?
Well, you know, there's five doctors on staff, so all of us kind of have our different little niches that we enjoy and appreciate. You know, I do have a passion for surgery. That's kind of what my initial goals were when I came to the state of Michigan. So I do like a particularly soft tissue surgery. So I do a little more advanced procedures than we normally see. So there are some procedures that are referring that may not want to do or have time to do that they'll send over for us to take care of for them. So I'm kind of available for those types of things.
Give an example of what you mean by that. What would be a soft tissue surgery?
So, I mean, there's anything from when dogs come in and they've eaten something that they shouldn't have. So we remove foreign bodies. There are dogs, the larger breed dogs in particular, that their stomach will twist. So we will relieve that obstruction as well as, help with that condition surgically. We're having an upsurgence here recently of dogs that get infections in their uteruses. So a pyometra that we go in and emergently take out their uterus. Obviously, there are dogs that either have been bred or have issues with delivery that will do cesarean C-sections for those to help with the delivery of puppies. Mm-hmm. There's various other conditions that we do. You know, we do simple procedures as well, like laceration repairs, placing feeding tubes and things of that nature. So, there's several different surgeries that we have capabilities of doing here, and then some other more specialized procedures that I will do in particular. Otherwise, we also, you know, have the facility. We do a lot of medicine and things as well, just because a lot of things do come in and need additional care. So they're hospitalized for things like kidney disease or pancreatitis, inflammation of the pancreas, or just a variety of things.
Well, I'd like to get back to understanding how we got to this road for you, but first I want to understand a little bit more about the facility you have out there. What does it take to have a facility, and why did you choose Williamston?
Well, when my husband and I initially got together, we met at Michigan State. We kind of fell in love with the Williamston area. We loved the little quaint downtown. We had our first child here, and walking down to the little park down here locally, we really familiarized ourselves with the area. But with my long-term goals, you know, I wanted to start with emergency because emergency tends to be kind of the heart of all the other specialists. But I do understand that there's a need in the community for other specialists as well. So I needed a facility, or at least an area that had a building big enough to house a 24-hour emergency facility and all the diagnostics that go into that, as well as room for expansion to include other specialists as well. So our long-term goal in the next 2 to 3 years would be to add in surgery specialists and internal medicine specialists. And even currently in our facility, we share space with a cardiologist, Mid-Michigan Veterinary Cardiology, with Dr. Weider, as well as an ultrasound group, which is Laura Weber and Ari Jekowitz. So they've been great as an extension to emergency as well. So we kind of work collaboratively with those groups, as well as them seeing patients on their own.
And quick, if I was traveling through Williamson, I've seen it, but share with mm-hmm. the audience where you might find it if you're in a rush to find you.
Yeah, so we're right off Grand River. Anybody that's familiar with Williamston, we're just down from the fire department. But we are kind of hidden. We're in a cluster of buildings there, a dentistry office, as well as a Sparrow and McLaren building. So we do have a sign out. It's going to be lit here soon, so they're working on the electricity going out to the sign. But we're just off of Grand River there to the side of the fire department. So there's another veterinarian here in town that does ophthalmology, so we're just down from him as well, and across the street from Williamson Animal Hospital.
Gotcha. So we're starting a regular veterinarian science corridor.
Yeah, a little referral hub.
A little corridor. Don't they call
yeah,
it a corridor?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, that's, if it works for human medicine, why can't it work for animal medicine?
Yeah.
But speaking of that, doctor, do you just work on dogs and cats, or do you work with exotic animals as well?
So I personally feel comfortable with some exotic species, some of the exotic species that people have at home. A couple of our other doctors feel comfortable with things like rabbits or basic things with birds, but it's really based on the comfort level of the doctor that's on staff that shift. So
sure.
Really we encourage people with exotics to give us a call first just right. to make sure.
Right, and I would imagine coordination, exposure to, you know, it's not necessarily the person that has the emergency that needs to know that you exist, although that must be really helpful. It's also important to kind of develop some fellowship with all the other veterinarians in the community. Would that be true?
Yeah, for sure. So that's the goal, is that kind of we're an extension of what they've already built with their clients and things. So that's why it's important for me not to do kind of routine procedures, because, you know, I understand their place and then our place as well. So, yeah, we definitely want to work hand in hand, and even with other specialists in the area. So for sure, Michigan State University, there's always a place for them. And, you know, referring to them where need be, we certainly want to work with all the veterinarians in the area.
And was going to the East in any way other than liking our quaint community, which I love Williamston greatly, does it tap into any other areas? Is it also to grab from, for instance, whether it's Howell or Brighton? Is that part of the thought process?
Yep, exactly. So, yeah, we're trying to pull from kind of the greater Lansing area, as well as out towards Howell, Brighton, Fowlerville, those areas as well.
Gotcha.
And some of the other specialists even have people coming all the way from Ann Arbor. So,
nice.
Interesting. Now, doctor, when it comes to getting a facility like that going, you mentioned the size. When we come back, we need to take our first break. I'm going to ask you specifically about some equipment. But before we do, you mentioned you've got 5 doctors on staff. How do you go through and rotate? Do you each of you carry certain hours, or are you called in based on the emergency? How does that work?
So there's a doctor and a couple of veterinary nurses here 24 hours a day. So our shifts are typically 13-hour shifts right now. So we've grown quite quickly. So we are starting to hire some new doctors starting in May and June. But right now there's one doctor on a shift, and they're 13-hour shifts.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Lori Nelms from the Greater Lansing Veterinary Center right after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. Upload your pet's picture or check out the silly pet photos that we put up there to get you through your day.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dog. But the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs. Dogs of the world unite.